From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Police have found the man they thought was responsible for armed robberies at two stores early Wednesday and for stealing a vehicle from an employee at one of those stores. Nicholas Savio was taken into custody without further incident in Lake County. Savio in possession of a stolen Nissan Pathfinder. He's suspected of robbing a gas station on the 1700 block of 4th Street in Eureka and of robbing another gas station on the 100 block of Broadway less than 2 hours later. Police were able to identify him through video surveillance at the first location. Acting on a tip from local citizens in the Eel River Valley, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force conducted a traffic stop on the 500 block of Hawks Hill Road in Lolita. Agents came upon 34-year-old Cesar Cabrera Barragan. Upon initial contact, he attempted to dispose of two bindles of suspected heroin and was detained. Agents then located just over 12 pounds of suspected heroin in his possession. The Mendocino Complex fire now considered 76% contained, the River fire 100% contained, while the Ranch fire at 311,000 acres is at 69% containment. The Carr fire, meanwhile, is at 71% containment and has burned 214,000 acres. State Route 299W now open to traffic 24/7 between Redding and Weaverville. Drivers will encounter areas of traffic control between Whiskey Creek Road and Trinity Dam Boulevard between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. The Klondike fire continues moving slowly to the south. Residents may see more smoke and fire in that vicinity. The Josephine County Sheriff's Office announcing a Level 1 Be Ready evacuation notice. It's for all residences on the west side of U.S. Highway 199 between $8 Mountain Road and the Oregon-California border. Two suspicious deaths under investigation by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Deputies dispatched to help the California Highway Patrol and Cal Fire with a vehicle fire on Bryceland Road near the Ettersburg Junction. Fire personnel informing deputies upon their arrival that as they extinguished the fire, they found two people inside the vehicle dead. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office anticipating more information. Autopsy dates for both subjects are in the process of being scheduled. Anyone with information about the case should contact authorities. The Fortuna Police Department partnering with Nixol to implement its community notification system to alert residents in real time for localized emergency situations and relevant community advisories. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.